Radio Daily for weekend eve, the 8th of October, 2015. Tis all the geek without the wake. Good morning, hello, and how the hell are you? We're the good folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us. You might love us. You might just listen to us because you secretly hate us. That's fine. As long as you're pushing up those numbers on iTunes, that's really the important thing. So, hi, yeah, we're the Monday to Friday 15-minute-ish or so podcast, keeping you abreast of all of your fun, geeky stuff. The folks bringing it to you today, the man that has one simple request in the mornings, it's Saucy.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
I can't help it, sometimes it happens. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Guy was trying to cast a spell on me, you know, like a wizard or something.
You're a freaky guy, so what happened, yo?
1860, a telegraph line between Los Angeles and San Francisco opened.
1871, allegedly, Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the lantern that started the fire that destroyed over 17,500 buildings in Chicago and left 98,500 people homeless. Allegedly, the cow did that.
1896, Dow Jones started reporting an average of industrial stocks.
1904, automobile racing as an organized sport began as George Heath won the first Vanderbilt Cup.
1927, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy were paired in How Roaches the Second Country, the Second Century, as they were seen by moviegoers working together for the first time. No copies of this print exist since they were printed on nitrate film stock.
See, we've lost films, and I really hate that. 1929, the first in-flight film aboard a passenger plane was shown on a TWA flight. The passengers were treated to a newsreel and two cartoons.
1934, Bruno Hauptmann was indicted for murder in the death of the infant son of Charles A. Lindbergh.
1945, President Truman announced that the secret of the atomic bomb would be shared only with Britain and Canada.
How'd that work out?
Perfectly. No one else has one.
1966, the U.S. government officially declared the psychedelic drug LSD, also known as acid, to be dangerous and an illegal substance.
Speaking of acid, 1988, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, after a staggering 741 weeks on the Billboard Top 200 album chart, finally fell out of the top 200.
1993, Ted Danson appeared in blackface and made offensive comments during a Friars Club roast of his then-girlfriend, Whoopi Goldberg.
It was a very strange time. 1997, scientists reported the Mars Pathfinder had yielded what could be the strongest evidence yet that Mars might once have been hospitable to life. But now, of course, we know.
And in 2005, Martha Stewart began her prison sentence after being convicted of securities fraud, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy in the M-Clone stock trading case.
Birthdays?
Angus T. Jones is 22, Jake Harper on Two and a Half Men, and Hunter Morris in The Rookie.
Molly Quinn is 22, Alexis on Castle.
Matt Damon is 45, Jason Bourne in the Bourne movies. He was Will Hunting in Good Will Hunting, many other things. He was in The Departed.
Quite a few Kevin Smith movies as well, so happy birthday.
Matt Damon.
You've done well, sir. Emily Proctor is 47, Callie on CSI Miami, Ainsley on The West Wing, and Amanda on White Collar.
Ian Hart, 51, Professor Quirrell in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Nick Bakay is 56, the voice of Salem on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Stephanie Zimbalist, 59, Laura Holt on Remington Steele.
Daryl Hammond is 60. He was a Saturday Night Live cast member from 95 to 2009, longest tenure of anyone, and for a moment was Colonel Sanders.
Edward Zwick is 63, director, Glory, Legends of the Fall. He did The Last Samurai and Blood Diamond.
Sigourney Weaver is 66, Lieutenant Ellen Ripley in the Alien film series, Dana Barrett in the Ghostbusters movies, Dr. Grace Augustine in Avatar, tons of other things.
Chevy Chase is 72, member of the original SNL cast. He was also Clark Griswold in the National Lampoon's Family Vacation movies.
I'm going to skip out on the community. That's fine. R.L. Stine is also 72, the author of the Goosebumps series.
Paul Hogan is 75, best known as Crocodile Dundee in the Crocodile Dundee films.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1920, Frank Herbert, the author of the Dune series.
Walter Lord, 1917, author, A Night to Remember.
1910, Kirk Allen, the first actor to play Superman on screen.
C.E. Woolman, 1889, founder of Delta Airlines.
1863, Edith Chapman, a silent film actress.
And 1720, Jonathan Mayhew coined the phrase, no taxation without representation.
How's that going? Not well.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder.
NBC, Heroes Reborn, The Blacklist, The Player, all new.
Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans on CBS.
Over on Fox, a new episode of Bones and Sleepy Hollow.
premiere of The Vampire Diaries and the originals on the CW.
You mean VD is back for everybody? ABC Family is showing Yes Man.
Tonight on AMC, The Walking Dead.
FXX on The Simpsons, the one where Homer pirates Cable and where Lisa learns the truth about Jebediah Springfield.
Fatal Attractions on Animal Planet.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie for a moment. That was so weird. FXM is showing that movie Flight.
Jackie Brown on Cinemax.
Game Show Network is showing a new episode of Benders and Chain Reaction, but I didn't think Benders goes there, so I'm just going to say a new episode of Chain Reaction.
Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel.
Hey, look, on IFC, it's a new episode of Benders. That makes sense. And Gigi Does It, because that's a comedy, not a game show.
The Legend of Vagar Vance on Encore.
BBC America is showing Hook, for the people that are interested.
The Judge on HBO.
Spike TV for Guys has got a marathon of that lip sync battle show if you missed those episodes.
Pawn Stars on History.
Sci-Fi Channel got two new episodes of Haven.
Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen on ID.
Turner Classic Movies, the moment when you start feeling old when movies you know become a classic. Valley Girl with Nicolas Cage is on Turner Classic Movies tonight.
Land of 10,000 Grizzlies on National Geographic Wild.
True TV, it's a new episode of Impractical Jokers, and oh my god, Phone the Neighbors, Wake the Kids, Billy on the Street is back for another season.
World Trade Center on Showtime.
But tonight we're going to be watching the Disney Channel, because when Max finally scores a date with Cammy on Halloween, fears an evil ghost with plans on taking over the world, unleashes his ghouls, and things go haywire. Tonight, Bella Thorne, who has a birthday but Saucy doesn't think she's important, Ryan Hogcha, is starring Mostly Ghostly 2. Have you met my ghoul friend?
No blasted lettuce today!
No, and that's fine, because I know you're still coming up with them. We've got some more entries into the contest, and really, this is your warning call. You need to get those things in tonight, because tomorrow morning, we're going to pick one of those fantastic memories.
I'm totally throwing in a Yuka braided bracelet.
Ooh, bonus. Ooh. Bonus. So, I know, before, you didn't even care about the Blu-rays of Season 1 and Season 2 of Arrow, but the bracelet? It's on now, folks. It's on. Drop that note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, and we will come right back and wrap this thing up.
Do you find yourself nodding off at the wheel while driving to work because you stay up too late watching scary movies at night? Is the coffee not doing it for you? Well, Pseudopod has a solution. Never sleep again. That's right. Every week we podcast the absolute best in short horror fiction, professionally written and expertly narrated, guaranteed to weird you out and disturb the hell out of you while you drive to work. Is that even safe? Who cares? Check us out on the iTunes podcast directory. Click on Arts and then Literature, or download directly from pseudopod.org. That's pseudopod.org. It's totally free to download. We pay our authors strictly through the donations of our listeners. But be warned, Pseudopod is absolutely inappropriate for children or anyone else whose innocence may be corrupted by stories this warped and twisted. We bring you intelligent, well-written stories. We just don't hold anything back when it comes to disturbing material.
Will this be fun?
Trust us. Pseudopod. The sound of horror.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. It is your Weekend Eve edition, so we got to find out where to be gaming.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
That'll happen. Well, let's take a look at what's coming out, and since we're gone next week, let's go ahead and look at an extended edition of games.
3D Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the 3DS.
Ooh. Also for the 3DS is Chibi-Robo Ziplash. It's the first side-scrolling adventure for the little robot. This also comes in a pack that comes with a Chibi-Robo amiibo. Try saying that five times fast.
Uncharted, the Nathan Drake Collection.
Dragon Quest Heroes, The World Trees Woe, and The Blight Below for PlayStations 4 and 3.
The Legend of Legacy for the 3DS.
For pretty much everything, Back to the Future, the game, Telltale's continuation of the Back to the Future story with 5 episodes in time for the 30th anniversary.
Minecraft Story Mode for the Xbox One.
For PC, The Age of Decadence, it's an isometric turn-based single-player 3D role-playing game set in the now-magic post-apocalyptic fantasy world inspired by the fall of the Roman Empire.
Human Resource Machine for the Wii U, PC, and Mac.
PlayStation, PC, everything PlayStation and Sony, basically. Final Fantasy VII, so once again, the game you'll buy because you've bought it every other time they've released it.
Yoshi's Woolly World on the Wii U.
To all the consoles that are still out, Just Dance 2016, the next in the Just Dance series.
Dragon Ball Z Extreme.
For Xbox One, 1 week early, Halo 5 The Guardians Edition, set 8 months after Halo 4. It's continuing the story of Master Chief, and allegedly he's going to die again.
Tales of Zestiria for the PS4, PC, and PS3.
PlayStation 4 and the previous Nintendo system both get Let's Sing 2016, the next in the Let's Sing franchise. So there's all the things that you can play and get down with today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So we've been talking about it like on Facebook and whatnot and wherever that Kit Harington, you know, who plays Jon Snow, whether or not his character is still alive, because, you know, Spoilers, but they killed him off, and he's been seen on set for the new season. Well, another dead character has been seen on set. And this time, it is, and I'm going to say her name wrong, Sybil Kikili, who plays Tyrion's lover, Shay, who was killed, has also been seen on set for the new season. So flashbacks to something before.
Could be.
Or both
with
of
Shay
them.
It's probably definitely flashbacks.
Yeah, but Jon Snow ain't dead.
Because she's dead.
Jon Snow ain't dead.
And if she's not dead,
then something weird
I'm going to go make that happen.
Okay.
So the search for habitable worlds is about to get much more interesting with the James Webb Space Telescope in 2018. First off, I really wish this was the James Woods Space Telescope.
That would be awesome.
It'd be funny. It would make me laugh a little bit. So we've gotten really good at finding exoplanets, but we can't really see too much of them from the distance that we are at. This space telescope will allow us to see these exoplanets. There is one huge problem. We have found so many exoplanets. There's too many of them. There's too many of them for like anybody to like really be able to study them all. There's that many.
Welcome to infinity, my friend. Thank you, vaginas. The benevolent powers of the vaginal microbiome apparently are greater than previously thought. Besides aiding fertilization and protecting fetuses during pregnancy, healthy vaginal mucus that's full of good bacteria can trap and immobilize HIV particles. A new study published by the American Society for Microbiology points to a specific strain of bacteria that makes some women less likely to contract HIV and other sexually transmitted things. Evidence that could someday lead to an organic barrier method for safer sex. The study examined the cervicovaginal mucus of 31 women and tested its ability to immobilize HIV particles. CVM samples that contain higher concentrates of D-lactic acid did far better than others. Through further testing, scientists found that the D-lactic acid wasn't itself a barrier to HIV, but an indicator of something else going on that made certain types of CVM better at trapping the virus than others. So again, thank you, vaginas. You just might stop AIDS.
It's 2015, and we still don't have a pair of self-lacing air mags.
Damn it.
Or many things that was shown in Back to the Future. But for a pledge of just $420, you can help make Mr. Hoverboard happen and secure yourself a real working hoverboard kit in the process. There's a video of this hoverboard being used. It's not going to be what anybody wants it to be.
No, it won't.
And I don't know that it ever really will.
Well, that's the geek thing. Keep living, keep getting close to what you want, but not exactly quite. What are you going to do? So for over 70 years, Superman is hidden behind the identity of Clark Kent, or depending on how you like to look at it, Clark Kent is hiding the Supermanness. Either way, did you know that Superman and Clark Kent are no longer the same person. In the DC 52 universe, Lois Lane exposed Clark Kent to the DC universe, revealing that he is actually Superman, which is an interesting plot line because people are like, wait a minute, you've been lying to us. You're a reporter and lying about who you are and telling these stories. So now Kal-El's have to go into hiding and to lay low. He's facing persecution from the government, so Superman has vanished and become a trucker. And that trucker's name is Archie Clayton. Superman is now Archie Clayton, who does not wear glasses, but just kind of shrugs, and that's how people don't know that he's Superman, because he doesn't stand up tall. That's an interesting way of looking at that, because that was a silly thing for his secret identity before. But obviously, the Archie Clayton name is not going to stay. I just don't see that staying. But for right now, you can stump people by asking them who is Superman, and when they say Clark Kent, tell them they're damn wrong, and you know, because you're a geek. The way it works. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by. Visit us at the website at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you get the app so you can take us with you wherever you go. And please, one more time, you got one more day. If you want Season 1, Season 2 of Arrow on Blu-ray, we've got them for you. Just send us your favorite Green Arrow moment. That would be from TV, from comics, from animated films, and as someone reminded me, video games. Oh yeah, that's right. Video games. Whatever it is, send that to podcast@geekradiodaily.com and we will see you, well, when we see you again. And a Yuka bracelet.
The world, forget about the bracelet. Don't forget about the bracelet.
It's out there.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
No, it must not end like this.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Finally, Sean Connery is also here. Let's move on to Double Jeopardy, where the cast stars...
Not so fast, Trebek.
I really thought that was going to work.
You were wrong, you mountebank. I pose a conundrum to you. A riddle, if you will.
I don't want to hear it.
What's the difference between you and a mallet with a cold? One's a sick duck. I can't remember how it ends, but your mother's a whore.
Wonderful.